Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturated, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. Today, I'm joined by my co-founder, Craig McDonald of New Strength and founder of the Pro Metabolic Company. He's got his own supplement company now. How exciting for him.
One product that's changing everyone's life.
Heaps of good feedback though, heaps of reviews.
No, it's awesome. It's doing really, really well, actually. I'm surprised, actually. Well, I'm not. Yeah, I'm surprised by some of the feedback that I'm getting. Like generally, obviously, that's a creatine product with, you know, obviously betaine and choline. But it's surprising some of the other feedback that people talk about, how they've got more energy, they're getting more clarity. Obviously, you know, creatine and choline, like synergistically from a neurotransmitter perspective, how much people are talking about that.
And I've noticed a lot of them talk about
strength in the gym is still a big thing as well, but yeah, with the betaine as well, that they're not getting any of the bloating that they would usually get. Okay. So fluid hydration is a lot better because of it. You know, and then obviously that leads to them, you know, having more success in the gym, you know, feeling like they're getting more out of their workouts, which is generally what most people think about creatine as, but with the other two ingredients, it's been really awesome. So if anyone's listening who's left a review, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I love hearing
it. Awesome. Creatine. But we haven't done a podcast for a while because we've just been so fucking busy. It's
I'm usually more than usual.
Yeah, it's been we've got like two new coaches, three new girls as part of this, women I should say, as part of the sales team. Lots of stuff going with Saturate, more development in our app. We've nearly hit $1 million Australian on our app. Build an app, they said. We're either crazy or just super passionate about our method and our app. There was a guy who was in one of our business coaching groups. We met him years ago. I just keep in contact with him. You know, the guy I'm talking about. He messaged me saying, oh, Kitty, you know, like how much does it cost you to build your app? And we were going back and forth. He's like, oh, shit, that's like a house. I'm like, I know. And he said, so, you know, who did you model your app off? Eugene Teo. Who else is there? Who else did he say? Lane Norton. I'm like, none of those guys. I've never even looked at their bloody app. I said, our app is specifically designed for our method and our approach. And it's very, very unique in terms of how it tracks body composition. The training component of the app too is unique. We get comments all the time from women saying that they've never used anything like this. And that's what's inspired this podcast actually is one of our dear friends, Leela, who we love. In Australia, she's also with.
Shout out to Leela.
Yeah, shout out to Leela. We love her. She's in the pro metabolic community. She works with people with like, you know, pretty severe thyroid issues and health issues. She likes the real complex ones. And then when she sort of fixes them, often she'll hand them off to us for body recomposition and just, you know, further improvements to their overall health, fat loss. And she's really struggled with her own weight for a long time. You know, she had bloody mold poisoning and she did this crazy, you know, like protocols. This is before she found like the pre-metabolic world. And she gained a lot of weight. I remember I did a podcast with her a few years ago and she's probably like maybe over 80 kilos, I think. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, initially. And slowly over the years, she's lost some, but she's just never really been able to get down to her goal weight. And prior to working with Craig, she worked with quite a few people in the pro-metabolic space, also to work on her autoimmune condition as well. You know, that what's it called? Rheumatoid arthritis.
For her, it's really debilitating. Like some days she can't put on her clothes, like her husband has to help her put on her clothes, like her hands and everything just like ceases up. It sounds fucking awful. So
yeah, it's terrible. And she just really, you know, she'd done a really sort of quite a large deficit before joining Craig. And she was just sort of like, oh, I just want to work with Craig. And she's posted a few things on her stories and she's really been through a bit of a tough time in the last sort of 6 months, moved bloody countries, like things have happened with her family. She's had a very stressful period. So she's been as consistent as she can be. But her body looks a lot different and she is, has the best body composition she's had in a long time. She's lost more fat. She's actually doing less. She's doing less cardio and training less, and she's gotten considerably stronger. And so she posted on her stories yesterday. She just did this big, long sort of talk and then posted some pictures of herself and something that Craig said, that there's a direct correlation between what you want to look like and how much you can lift. And she had some comparison photos. I wish I could show you, but Feb 2025, leg pressing 80 kilos and deadlifting 70 versus this is a 1RM, calculated 1RM, September 2025. So now she's got a calculated 1RM of 140 kilo deadlift. 140 kilo leg press and 120 kilo deadlift, which is considerable difference. And she looks so much better. Like that, this is even with the not as being consistent with the nutrition because of all the moving and the stress and whatever else. And I think one of the things that Craig really got her to do was focus more on actually getting strong, you know, tightening up her food and just doing less and less cardio, you know, because she was doing a lot of zone two. We're not saying don't do zone two cardio, but I think where women go wrong is they put so much focus on everything else except the one thing that actually fucking matters to change their body composition, which is getting stronger. And we talk about this all the time on my calls. Like yesterday I had a great call with some women in our program, and there was a lady who joined, Rochelle. I really like her actually. She, both of us are really surprised at how well she's done in the program. Like she's really kicking ass. And she come in with a sort of, she was very scared to track her food. She come from a disordered eating background. She was probably around like 90 kilos when she started, and she's always sort of eaten a whole food diet, but she'd had that disordered eating background. She gained weight and she'd never trained in the gym. And so for the first like month or two, she just did these group classes, and then she didn't even want to weigh herself. Like she was sort of had this, you know, mindset around weighing herself. Anyway, she did some stuff with Greta, and now she weighs herself every day. She's lost like 9 kilos, and she sent me a video, last week of her deadlifting 92.5 kilos for one rep. And she's only been training for like 2.5 months in the gym, but she's lost 9 kilos and gained a significant amount of muscle in that time and changed her body composition because she's building muscle and losing fat at the same time. And this is something that we really focus on in our program so much. And one of the reasons why we designed our method and our app specifically for women in their 40s, so that we can not only, because it's not about weight loss, and I'll get Craig to dig deep into this, it's about body recomposition. It's about optimizing your metabolism and your hormones so that you can actually feel good and eat more food without running yourself into the fucking ground. Because I think women, and I used to be the same, is it's like more, 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 more. I need to do more.
But yes.
More isn't better. Better is
more
better.
More isn't better. Better is better.
Better is yeah. better.
So we need to kind of clarify, I mean, what we mean by better. So in the situation when we're thinking about building muscle, you have to be creating enough mechanical tension to stimulate that growth, right? So mechanical tension is essentially being generated based on the force velocity relationship. So if you say on a bench press, right, because everyone, as I'm speaking about this, they can think about it. So on a bench press, you got the bar and you push it really, really, really fast with no weight on it, right? You're going to be recruiting a high amount of muscle fibers, but there's no mechanical tension being generated there because the weight's too light, and there's again, the velocity isn't slowing down. But as you add more and more weight, if you keep trying to push it as fast as you can, naturally the bar speed is just going to slow down, right? So as you start to lift a set where it's about 80% of your capability, which is generally around 8 reps, you know, something you're going to push that with as much force as possible. And as you keep trying to apply as much force as possible, the bar speed is going to massively slow down. Once the bar speed slows down, that's generally where all of your type 1 muscle fibers are being fatigued, and your type 2 muscle fibers, which are the ones that grow, have to come in and start doing the workload. So then they take over and start helping you get those last, you know, 4 or 5 reps. And basically when you get to failure and you're pushing as hard as you can and there's just no more reps available in the tank, that's when you know you've generally stimulated enough mechanical tension for muscle growth. So, you know, when we think about what is better, we've got to make sure that the sets that we're doing are creating a substantial amount of mechanical tension. And when you start to do that, and you start to do that properly with really good execution, good range of motion, you know, really standardized reps, et cetera, everything's really locked in, you'll start to realize when you put in high amounts of effort, your ability to do lots and lots of volume massively decreases.
Because you just sit in a live, I remember saying that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it happens, all, you know, like obviously when we work with clients, I'll sort of come in and depending on sort of where they're at in their head, like if there's someone who's so adamant, they're like, this is the program I've been previously doing and, you know, like I've made some good progress with this and I really like this and I really like that. And I'm like, first thing that runs through my mind, I'm like, cool, what do you need me for exactly? But anyway, I digress. We sort of go through and I said, okay, well, look, I'll meet you sort of halfway and I'll get you to do a program that's based around those same movements. That's all cool. I'm all happy for you. You know, if there's movements that you connect with, we definitely want to be doing those, but set up in a way that's going to maximize as much mechanical tension as possible. So the way our app kind of sets this up is you do your first, you know, say if you're doing a 3-split program, the first 3 sessions, you're just trying to find a baseline.
When you say 3-split for a minute, I don't understand. Is that 3 days?
Oh, yeah. So sorry. Three split is when you have 3 different workouts. So generally, like people go, 3 split's a 3-day workout. I'm like, well, you can do a 3-day workout and do a 2-split workout. So a 2-split would be you've got workout A, which might be 1 full body day. And then you've got workout B, which is a variation of that full body day. And then you would repeat that again. So on week 1, you would go workout A, workout B, workout A. And then the next week, you'd go workout B, workout A, workout B. And it rotates like that. But a 3-split program's got workout A, workout B, workout C. Right. So it's generally full body.
3 different sessions, 3 days.
Three different sessions. Yeah, exactly. So that's generally how I like to kind of describe it. I've just lost my train of thought because you fucking interrupted me. What was I saying?
We're saying that usually you meet them where they're at because, you know, a lot of women are like, oh, I want to do a more on this. And you're like, so basically what Craig does is he.
Okay, stop talking. So I've got it now. Stop talking. Fuck me.
He makes a bit the bed and they learn their lesson the hard way.
Yeah. So, yeah, but basically, yes, because it's, you know, like it's, I've, you know, my job and what people are paying me for, and obviously what paying the coaches for, is to find the limitations and the redundancies and what they're doing to optimize. This is essentially what optimizing is. It's kind of looking at what you're currently doing, whether it's nutritional training, going, look, we need to structure it a bit more like this. We need to add these sort of foods in. You're going to be, low in these sort of micronutrients, for example, given some of your history, we need more of this. You know, that's where we kind of optimize it. The structure, if someone's like, oh, I'm only eating 2 meals a day because they're, you know, useless at planning, then we need to fix that. But then also on the training, you know, some people are training like 5 and 6 days a week, or they, you know, train 4 days a week, but they're doing like 3 and 4 sets of each exercise. And they're like, oh, I do sets of 8 and then on the last one, I push it to failure and stuff like that. And I'm just like, okay, we could get away with doing 2 sets and I want you to do as many reps as possible on both of those sets. And we're going to use our progression system to basically use the calculated max to then increase your weights from the next week. So what we mean by calculated max is, this is why I don't generally use arbitrary like 3 sets of 8 or, you know, 3 sets of 10 or anything like that. It's just do as many reps as possible. And the way the system works is, let's say for example, and I'll just use 100 kilos because it's easier for my math brain to work out, but 100 kilos, let's say you're doing a bench press or a squat, whatever, 100 kilos is your maximum effort. So you can only do it for 1 rep, but that would mean that's 100% effort. You can only do 100% max effort, 1 rep max. If I was to take 75% of that, which would be 75 kilos, that would equate to me doing 12 reps. So 75% or 75 kilos, I need to do 12 reps to be at the same level of capability as doing 100 kilos for 1 rep. If I wanted to do 80%, which would be 80 kilos, I need to get 9 reps, right? 85% is about 6 reps. 90% is about 4 reps. So it's a percentage of the 1RM that dictates how many reps you should be able to get on any given set. So let's say if we're in that situation, the person does 75 kilos, they need to do 13 or more reps in order to beat that calculated max of 100 reps. So if they were to do 13 reps, that would give them a calculated max of 101 kilos. Right. So then the next time they come in, it will then say, right, you need to do 76 kilos for 12 or more reps in order to beat that 101 kilo max. They go in, they do say they do 15 reps. That's going to push up their max to say 106 kilos, I think, off the top of my head. I worked that out correctly. So then it's 75% of 106 kilos. So now they're going to be lifting something around 79 or 80 kilos and try and do 12 or more reps. So this is how the progression system goes. It's based off your own individual effort. So the system will intuitively adjust your training numbers based on the previous performance, but also by how much you beat that performance, right? So if it says you can do 12, says for you you need to do 12 or whatever to beat the PB, but you end up doing 16, it's going to go, oh, okay, cool. You've just beaten this by an extra 4 reps. We're going to then increase the weight by the relative amount of what 4 reps would equate to in that next session in order for you to then progress on that the next time. So this is how the system sort of works. And when we sort of follow that system, what we realize people after, especially if they are a bit more capable and they've got some lifting experience, they get sort of, you know, 3 weeks down the line and they're like, oh my God, these sessions are getting starting quite hard. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. I think we could probably pull your volume back a little bit, but let's just sort of go. But obviously if they're hitting the PBs and they're still making progress, cool. But then it's just like, well, what's their recovery capability? Obviously, recovery will affect their ability to continue making progress in the gym and hitting those PBs. But there could be a bit of a fine line. And this is where the individualism about a person and what's going on in their life. Like if they're depressed and they're sleeping, or sick kids, or, you know, like there's so many things that happen, especially with a lot of the women that we're doing. And then obviously they're perimenopausal. Say that word every day, 2 times. You know, that could be affecting, you know, depending on where they are in their cycle and that sort of thing. So, you know, these individual factors need to be sort of taken in. And sometimes it's like, look, you might be able to get away with doing this extra volume and still make progress, but it's also the juice may not be worth the squeeze because the inherent fatigue that comes with that might also be lacking down. So then it's just like, let's just pull it back a couple extra sets here and let's just try and progress with you just underneath that threshold so that you can continue to make. Because if it's like, the other thing too is a lot of people talk about like deloads. It's where you take a week of like pulling all your weights right back and, you know, allow for some recovery. And the reality is you shouldn't really need one of those for at least 10 to 12 weeks. But I see people and they're like, oh, I've got to deload every 4 weeks. I'm like, well, you're doing too much. That means like 13 weeks out of, you know, the year or whatever, you're not training. So it's sort of, you know, it makes sense. It's like, let's just pull it back a little bit so then you can get 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks, 10 weeks. Then probably at that point, it's just like you might want to just have a back off week because you just need a bit of a break of the monotony or, you know, get your desire back or just you just want to have some time out of the gym. And that's all very fine. But it should be at that point, not because I'm fucked all the time because I'm doing too much, right? So we want to think about that intuitively, but that's the how the system works. It's about looking at the individual's effort on a set by set, week to week basis for every exercise, and the weights being adjusted based off the actual performance that they do. So instead of being locked into this arbitrary system of doing 3 sets of 8, 3 sets of 10, 4 sets of 12, whatever the fuck, like they're all just arbitrary numbers. I'm not saying you can't still progress that way. You can, but it does mean that
it's
often
slower, I think.
Well,
like,
the thing is, if a person's doing 3 sets of 10 and, you know, they're trying to, you know, put in maximum effort, I'm like, well, if you're on your third set and you get 10 reps on that third set with the same weight, that means all of your previous sets are sub-maximal and they're likely not creating that mechanical tension because you've been able to get another 10 reps on the third set with the same weight. Whereas in our system, if not that we program 3 sets all that much, but if we were to do 3 sets and let's say we would start that first set at 75 kilos, which is again equated around to that sort of 12, 13 rep mark. So let's say they get 12 on the first set, right? And then they take a rest, then they should be only able to get about 9 on the second set. And then the fatigue will come in even more. And then on the third set, they might get 4 or 5 if they're really pushing hard. And that's just sort of how it'll work. And then where you could, if you wanted to progress things, you could kind of go, okay, well, I'm just going to try and get 12 next time and then I'll try and increase the reps on the next one. And it's like, yeah, well, you can do that. That's still technical progression, but I think it's a suboptimal way of doing it because you're not creating that mechanical tension. And the reality is you're always going to make the most progress on your first set because that's when you're the freshest. So when people just go, no, you want to keep a few reps in the tank so you can do a bit more volume. I never subscribe to that. It makes no sense to me because I'm like, well, if you want to see Usain Bolt run the 100 meters and break it, he's not going to do it on the third round or the second round. He's going to do it on the first, right? And they're like, yeah, but that's what creates more fatigue. And I'm like, mate, all we care about is at the end of the day, and this is, you know, what we spoke about earlier about the, you know, the, your body composition is going to be on the other side of your increased strength capability. I want to get every female to be able to pull 120 kilo deadlift off the floor.
Yeah.
And so what's the quickest way to do that? All right. Like doing it for as many reps, every time you get a chance to do that, you should want to do that. Because the thing is, this is like, oh yeah, but you got there just doing single sets. If you had done more sets, you would have been growth. I'm like, really? Because my deadlift's just gone from 60 to 120. I've added, 100% onto that. Like it's like, how if I wasn't capable of doing it before, but I am capable now, the amount of sets and all that sort of stuff I do is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because I'm now lifting the weight. I'm now physically lifting that weight off the ground. That doesn't happen by fucking magic.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
It happens because you grow fucking legitimate muscle tissue, contractile muscle tissue, in order for that to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't. You have to. I mean, obviously, initially, people get progression from getting better at the movements, right? That there's a certain amount of progression that comes from that. And so once you've got the technique dialed in,
yeah,
then.
So the caveat to that, there is quite a number of DUP programs, which are daily undulating periodization, which a lot of our clients do, and they're really, really good, because it's in this case you might deadlift three times a week, and you'll have one set at the start of the week where you'll do it for as many reps as possible, then you'll do a couple of back off sets, and then you'll do two other sessions that week where it might be just three sets of five and then three sets of eight or something like that. But it's there for the practice of the movement. To get really, really good at the movement, right? And then like anything, the more you do anything, the better you're going to get at it. And people will make fantastic progression that way, because for some people, it just feels a bit easier to train that way. They're not putting in max effort every time, but they're still practicing the movement. Absolutely fantastic way to progress. But I think as people get more advanced and they start to really own the movements, doing more sets and submit just becomes a bit exhausting, because they're just like, oh, fucking hell, like I've got.
Yeah, I can't do more than two sets. Me and Jess talk about it all the time. Like, fuck, how did we used to do like 3 to 4 sets? We were never pushing,
pushing is hard.
Yeah, we weren't pushing them close to failure. I just want to pop this in there. And we've just seen this, because we've built this app. So we've put thousands of women through this app. So we have so much data to prove this. So, you know, like technically, and Craig will know the exact number, like for every kilo or pound of lean muscle that you put, tissue you put on, you don't actually burn that much more calories, do you? Like how many calories is it? 30 calories? I can't remember the number. Rough. It's not a lot. But where you can, and this is a perfect example, is this client, Rochelle, we were talking about yesterday. So she came in a fat loss phase. She started on 1,850 calories, eating over 200 grams of carbohydrates. Can't remember the exact amount. She's been very consistent. She started just doing the classes and then started training after 2 months in the gym, like with barbells and, you know, training properly. And she's lost 9 kilos. And so she got on my call and she said, you know, I'm starting to feel a bit of bowel movement slowing down. My sleep's getting affected. So, all right, I said, you're getting much stronger now. Your rate of loss is really good. I said, let's increase your calories. We're going to increase them and only from carbs. So we gave her another 150 calories. So she's up to 2000 calories now, increased her carbs by, what's 150 divided by 4? I can't do my maths. Can you? 150 divided by 4, 37.5 grams of carbs extra.
Yep.
She got on my call this week. In a week, she dropped another 700 grams and we increased her carbs and calories to 2,000. And she's like, oh, the bowel movements have gotten so much better now. I'm pooing again. She'd sleep still not as good, but she said, I'd really like to just go one, because I said, well, let's increase the calories a bit more. She's like, I'll just go one more week and then let's look at doing another calorie increase. But we see this time and time again with, and she's really put the effort into getting stronger and building muscles, because think about like me, for example, like when I'm deadlifting or, you know, RDLing, I'm doing like last week I did like 140 for 10 and I'm pretty easy. And then I went up to 150, I think, or 120, 140. So the stronger you are, the more muscle you have, the more volume and more load that you can move per session. And when your technique's good and your execution's good and you're pushing those sets close to failure, those sessions are intense. So they need more carbohydrates because, you know, as Craig always says, it's glycolytic in nature. Is that the word?
Yes.
You use carbohydrates. But then you have the recovery process after. So once you go into that gym and you, I can't think of the words to articulate this, but like, You don't break down the muscle, but you stimulate that muscle tissue by pushing those sets close to failure. Then your body needs energy to repair and build that muscle. And so you need more energy to repair and build. So, I just want to give the listeners another example of this. So another client, Linda, came into the program 12 months ago. She had very poor body composition. She's quite short. She was like 62 kilos, reasonably short. Not a lot of muscle, just doing dumbbell-only workouts. And she was maintaining her weight at around 1,700. And she was like, oh, I really have to cut my calories lower to, you know, lose body fat. And I said, well, you're just really under-muscled. So can we focus for a while on building muscle before we do another fat loss phase and increase your calories? So we gave her a goal of deadlifting double her body weight. And I think she did it in like 8 months. And she sent me a video of her deadlifting nearly double her body weight for 2 reps. And she got her calories up to 2,300. So then her work stress had sort of calmed down. She said, look, I feel ready now to do a fat loss phase. She did a fat loss phase. We dropped her calories to like 1,900 to start with. And the lowest they got right at the end was 1,600, but she lost 8% body fat. Mm. Now she is maintaining her new body. She's got like abs, so you can see her abs, like flat stomach, eating 2,000 calories a day. And we're probably going to increase them again. And she's still training. She's training 4 days a week, doing 10,000 steps a day. So it is because of that increased muscle mass, and she looks remarkably different. So she's maintaining a lower level of body fat, doing the same amount of activity, but she's got, the difference is she's got considerably stronger. And she's like, Kitty, I just feel fucking amazing. I've always wanted this body. And look, she doesn't look muscular. She just looks toned. Like,
yeah, she looks athletic.
Women underestimate the amount of muscle. Like, if you want to get like me, it's like 12 years and a fuck ton of training and heavy lifting. Like, to look toned, like she's deadlifting double her body weight and you'd think, oh, she's going to look really muscular. She doesn't look really muscular. She just looks toned. She looks toned. She's happy. She's like, I look toned. And now she's like, I just really want to build more muscle. So it's about time under the bar, you know, building up her lifts and her strength now with more food. But when she followed that process, she didn't cut carbohydrates, she ate all nourishing foods, like all the pro-metabolic foods we talk about. But this is the key, and this is one of the reasons why we've spent nearly fucking $1 billion on this app, is because there is no other system out there that actually tracks things the way we do and gives women a clear path to reach their goals and optimize their metabolism and hormones. Because you need to track body composition. And maybe, Craig, you can sort of talk through the app and how you designed it and why you designed it. So obviously you've talked about the strength training component, which is brilliant. And like, honestly, every fucking day I get messages from women saying, like this lady messaged me that they, thanks to this baller of a workout app, she's American. She's like, I've been training for like 20 years plus and I've never tracked this closely and made this much progress. Even Lila in her live, she's like, I've used a lot of training apps. She's like, none are like this because there is nothing out there like this. It's truly unique. And that's why we designed it this way. But the other part of it, which is fucking brilliant, is how it actually tracks your body composition week to week and tracks everything and allows us to give you really detailed analysis of your progress and show you exactly like where Craig said, like what you're doing when you come in and see us. Because so many women message me, Kitty, I'm doing everything right. I'm just doing the little finger things when I say this. But what we're basically doing is lifting for good, going, all right, let's have a look at exactly what you're doing. And then we put you on the right path. And then we analyze what's happening every week and we can show you every fortnight we do the progress reviews, but we can show you exactly where you need to be and we can pinpoint it. So there's no more confusion. So you can eat more carbohydrates. So you do not have to run yourself into the ground because so many women come to me like, Kitty, I feel like I'm eating nothing and I can't lose weight. So like Linda, because you are under muscled. And I just truly believe that like there's been a handful of women that have come into our program that are legitimately strong. Like powerlifters and like, but it's a small amount.
Yeah.
Even in my fat loss phase, I still had some body composition change, didn't I?
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm an advanced lifter.
I think for you, it was just like, all right, like you'd flip your brain switch over and go.
Because I was training with Jess.
And I dialed the, yeah. But you were like, you know, obviously Thailand was, you know.
Too many peanut gliders and too many red dot curries.
Yeah, it's just, you were just having a bit of fun for a while and it sort of just blew out, like, right? So it's you're only human, but it was just like, nah, like, I think you tried to put on your those sexy
the shorts, my denim shorts, my favorite denim.
Yeah, and then couldn't get them up, and you're like, right, that's it. That's fucking dying it in. So you being like a rat up a drain pipe, you just like, I think that same mindset for you kind of rolled over into your training as well, because you were like, you still trained hard, but there was definitely more there.
There's a gap.
When you push the gas pedal, you're going to get a bit of a recomp effect as well, just from sort of lower calories as well.
There is just so many women have so much runway. And look, if you're someone, so we get a real mix of women coming to our program. But like another great example is Renata. She's been bodybuilding for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Prior to working with us, she was working with another coach. And what she told me blew my mind. But like the coach had her on like quite low calories, like 1600, had her doing like high rep sets, like 20 rep sets. And so she was lean. But even though she was still eating all the pro-metabolic food, she was just underfueled and not lifting heavy enough. So when she came in, she'd started HRT because she was getting all these menopausal symptoms. And I said to her, look, you're still not eating enough. Like, come into the program, come. We pushed her calories up to like 2,000 and got her deadlifting heavy again. And her body composition just changed like that. Like, she just dropped body fat, didn't she? It was incredible. Got stripped.
Yeah,
body responded so much. And then she's off the HRT now.
She's lean already, so her body was just scripted for more carbs. So
yeah. But it just...
Sponge.
It's what I feel is the biggest thing is that there's two things, undernourishment and underfueling and not enough muscle. That's the two things. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be difficult. And this is why our app makes it so easy for everyone, because you just come in, you set your body composition, you set the goals that you want to work towards. We help you decide whether it's realistic, because some people set some unrealistic goals. And then, you know, we track your food. We teach you how to build meal plans filled with delicious foods that are family friendly. You go into the gym, you just do the first week. What I love about an app too is so fucking cool. So you could be someone who's never, let's say you've never lifted before and you just start with dumbbells. So you're going to pick up a dumbbell. Let's say you need a dumbbell squat. You can pick up a dumbbell, say it's 10 kilos. You can do as many reps as you can with good form. You watch the video. Craig's done incredible videos in the app. Then you put that number in the app with the reps and you do that for every exercise. And like Craig said, that calculates your 1RM, that becomes your baseline strength. And week to week, the app actually tells you, do this weight, do this reps, do two sets, push them close to failure. Or if you're advanced lifter, the same, you go through the same process for every exercise. It's like a mini strength test, wouldn't you say? With not a 1RM test, but like it's like a mini strength test. And that you need a baseline.
It's a baseline, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then from there, it progresses you. And I get so many messages saying, oh my God, Kitty, I haven't made like this amount of progress ever. like, is the amount I've made in 3 months in your program. And so we measure your nutrition, we measure your training, and then every week, you know, we look at how your body is responding, not only from measurements, you know, fat loss, muscle gain, but we look at all your temp and your pulse, how you're feeling, sleep, digestion, mood, energy. And it's very easy for us to go, okay, this is the lever you need to pull. And it becomes clear to you as well. And it's, do you know what amazes me too? I was in the, because I don't really do any coaching, the group coaching, I do a call, but I don't do any of the check-ins, but I watch the channel and often I read through the check-ins. And it really amazes me, some of the women who, because we really want to empower you and teach you about your body, so that you become the master and you can make decisions, obviously with our guidance and help and expertise. But I look at a lot of the check-ins and I love how women, a lot of them are reflecting and going, hey, look, you know, I've actually decided to add in some more carbs because I'm not sleeping, blah, blah, blah. And I've really noticed this improvement. So I'd love to just, women are really learning. Like, they're learning. They're not just saying, give me a meal plan, give me a training program. They're actually understanding their body and what works for their body and the science behind it. And just, Craig's probably rolling his eyes at me, but like, just quickly on this note, because I feel this is important. People who are listening to this will know my sister's had breast cancer. She's been a chronic dieter her whole life. Like, I remember when I first got her to track her food, she was eating 900 fucking calories and like 70 grams of protein. And she's very...
I wouldn't say her a chronic dieter as I would say her a malnourishment.
Malnourishment. And then she would...
Style.
And she was under-muscled massively. She's never strength trained before.
Super low protein.
Yep.
Lots of... and she would get on these bandwagons of eating this weird stuff that she'd hear off some fucking podcasts and stuff. And I'm like, do you even enjoy eating that? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. And so when she got the cancer, obviously she's taken on a lot of what we've told her to do and eating more and the liver and the oysters, the collagen, you know, aspirin, which is great. And she's come out the other side of the treatment and she's in recovery now. And she's like, she gets really pulled in different directions with nutrition. And she often messages me and I've suggested to her multiple times to do the program because I find it really difficult. I'm like, I just want to do the program so I can help her. And I've really tried to just step back and listen. And she was messaging one day and she was sort of crying because she's like, I'm so scared. I'm so scared that I'm going to die, Kitty. And I'm so confused about nutrition. Like, I sort of have a bit of an idea. And then she said, you know, I, one of the reasons I'm scared to do your progress, I'm scared I'm going to fail and you'll be saying to me, why aren't you doing this? And there'll be all this pressure. And so anyway, I said, look, do you just want to get on a call and have a chat? And so I tried to explain, listened first, of course, then tried to explain to her about like why carbs and sugar don't actually cause cancer and like a bioenergetic perspective. And then I said to her, what about if you came into our program, instead of looking at it as you need to achieve a certain goal by a certain time, you just look at it as coming in to learn about nutrition and learn about your body and what works? Because one of the reasons I never get sucked into the trends now, so I've just done this for so long and so much experimentation on my own body that I understand it at a deep level and what works for me. So fucking someone could scream at me, cut carbs, cut carbs, cut carbs till the cows come home. I'd never do it. Never. And I said, this is like going to be your own experiment. And I said, you can come in and work. She's going to work with Nissa, our coach Nissa. And I said, you can work with Nissa as long as you want. You don't have to pay. If you want to stay with her for a year, there's no time pressure. You don't have to reach a certain body composition. You know, and she's like, oh, some days I just feel so tired and I'm scared to strength train because I'm exhausted. And I said, listen, look, again, I don't know exactly what you're doing because I don't have oversight across everything, but I'm pretty sure that like, once you work with Nissa, she'll help you optimize. Like, you're doing a lot of great things already, but I'm pretty sure you could probably eat some more food, especially when you start strength training. But it'd be great to have someone to really guide and help you, but who can also explain the principles. And there's no time restriction on this, you know? And that's a lot of the reason why we make our group coaching program 12 months, because like, it takes that long, you know? And also to learn.
Right. Yeah. Fundamentally change how you live. And that can be quite tough for a lot of people depending on their current situation with kids and family. And you know, like, even like with like my ex-partner, for example, her whole family was vegetarian. You know, and it's just like, I ate the food because I was just trying to be respectful, but I absolutely didn't enjoy it. And look, in the nicest possible way, all of them all had health issues. They're all massively overweight because they're eating that like ready burger and, you know, all the plant-based meats and stuff like that, and they were just, none of them were healthy. Like, they were just whatever. And then they would binge and whatever. And they're like, oh, but we don't drink and stuff, you know, whatever. And I'm like, well, you don't need to. Like, you guys are already into, do you know what I mean? So it's just, there are things that, And that's just one example, but there's a lot of things where, you know, it can be hard for people to really make big changes. So they're just going to make a few small changes initially and just sit with that for a bit and kind of go, okay, ready to take the next step. And it's never on us to judge you in your journey. Absolutely not. I mean, we're here to guide you, but I think the expectations need to be here. It's just like, you're only going to get out on what you put in,
yeah.
You know? And often when people say to me, look, well, I've been like 80% good with my nutrition. I'm like, that literally means nothing. Because your 80% and my 80% are probably two different things. How do you even measure that? And it's just, you know, everything that we do, you ask me the question of like why, how the app was sort of built. It became because I was annoyed at being asked, not annoyed that people were asking me the questions, but I was annoyed that the questions that people were asking, I couldn't give them a black and white answer. So I wanted to be able to see all of the different subjective measures. I wanted to see what their compliance was with their food, like how they're actually, what's their meal frequency per day, what types of foods they're eating, what the supplement regime. I want to see their training numbers, how many steps they're doing, what their body weight, what their measurement. Like I wanted to see all of these objective data points so that I could just be more like an accountant, just going to go, okay, we're just going to go through the data and you're going to see what I'm seeing. And, you know, that
way.
Teaches
you so much.
You can't really argue with anything. I'm like, well, the data doesn't lie. Like, this is what it is. Oh, but I should be getting more of a result. And I'm like, well, if you were, you would be. Like, but
yeah.
Here are the things I'm going to point out for you to change. Do you know what I mean? And it gets to this point where at some point the person has to take that responsibility and sort of say, look, okay, I've been doing this up to this point. This is a reflection of where my current body composition, how I'm feeling is now. What do I need to do to take in this now? I'm like, well, as we can see from the data, we need to do X, Y, Z. And then it's up to them whether they choose to do that or not. You know, it's not my position to ever force anyone to do anything, but it is my position when you pay me to not bullshit and just give you the straight answer. I'm like, you continue to go down this road, you're going to get fuck all results. Fuck off. Right.
You have to energetically decide. You have to. Like,
yeah.
You just have to decide. But just before we finish off, I just want to read you this from this client because, you know, I think a lot of women who listen to this will relate and go, oh, the food tracking, you know. She sent me this message, said, oh, I started working with your method and your app in May this year. It's been 4.5 months so far. I didn't start going to the gym until the second month, though. The reason for this was uncertainty. The uncertainty was also present to start in weighing myself every day and measuring my food and measuring my body. All the things I worried would trigger parts of my brain connected to the eating disorder I had in my teens and 20s. I was uncertain and hesitant, but I followed my instincts and kept an open mind. Going to the coaching calls weekly allowed me to air my fears, and I was held through the process of letting go of them emotionally, but also through logical explanations of the science and methodology. Once I gained trust in the coaches and the process, I went all in, and I'm so glad I did. I've eaten a whole food diet for 15 years, but I've never really understood how to fuel my body until now, and I'm lifting something my body loves, and I'll never go back. Thank you so much for what you've created here for me and all other women. We were lost, and now we can see the path home. And that sums up why we did this.
Amazing.
You know? Yeah. It changed my life, like, dramatically, you know, and I am still so passionate about it. And I just know that every woman, like, if they just put all the time and energy that they did into stressing about their body and thinking I can't track my food and worrying and put that into just getting strong and nourishing their body with food, like, it's fun. It's so fun. Happy days. So that's a wrap. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in again. And as always, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on Instagram stories and tag me at KOTTYBLOMFILD. And each month we pick a winner and they get a satchel of Saturay premium collagen. And I'll see you again next week. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.